In a number of different arenas, again, some of the investigators on other tumors, there's been a lot of discussion and controversy about exactly what the mechanism of anti-tumor action of Bev actually is. And is it truly anti-angiogenic, or is that the main mechanism? And there's also been discussion about normalization of blood supply and better delivery of systemic agents to the tumor. Any thoughts about this overall issue and then ovarian cancer specifically, particularly in light of, as you say, this single agent response rate, which you don't really see in a lot of these other tumors?
I think bevacizumab is a very interesting molecule because it can act in so many different ways. And the combination treatments and the single agent treatments can result in very different outcomes. If one combines bevacizumab with chemotherapy, there are several ways that the interaction might be favorable in terms of controlling tumors. One is it might normalize the tumor vasculature and allow the chemotherapy agents better penetration into a larger tumor where the interstitial pressure can be increased by the leaky capillaries associated with cancer. And the bevacizumab decreases that leakiness, and as a consequence, the interstitial pressure drops, and therefore the diffusion of a drug like paclitaxel or platinum into the tumor can be more effective. A second way that bevacizumab can work is that bevacizumab can just starve the tumor directly, and if bevacizumab results in a loss of these vessels, which would be providing blood, nutrients, oxygen to the tumor stops growing and can actually involute. And then the third possible mechanism is one where the VEGF ligand, which is sequestered by the bevacizumab, provides the tumor cells directly with a survival signal. And when that survival signal is removed because the ligand can no longer interact with the receptor on the cell surface of the ovarian cancer cell, you have the consequence of the loss of that survival signal, which may be related to a direct cellular death, or it might be related to a circumstance where the cell becomes more sensitive to chemotherapy because one of the signals for survival has been lost. So either of those can occur. And so bevacizumab, in the context of ovarian cancer, seems to have either a direct vascular effect starving the tumor and causing tumor shrinkage, or perhaps a loss of that survival signal. But the consequences in either case is that a certain percentage of the ovarian cancer patients treated with bevacizumab will actually see a measurable regression in the size of their tumors.